Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Wake up! Wake up! Mike Mulligan, David Hogg.
Will Levis, your guy?
Your guy. No. Don't give him to me.
You're the mayo man.
I hate mayo. Me.
Will Levis, quarterback at the University of Kentucky, and I have been known to put mayonnaise in my coffee sometimes.
I hate sweating mayo. I hate eating mayo. I hate mayo, period. That's I know it's a controversial take. I'm not a mayonnaise guy or Miracle Whip.
You do not want a BLT.
I do not. But if I had, no, I love a good BLT.
Just no mayo?
Hold the mayo.
Have a bite of this sandwich.
And how did you know I was hungry? I ain't eat nothing this morning.
You gotta kill me!
You are going to have to learn to like mayonnaise!
No!
I don't even know if you can have a
yes,
BLT without mayonnaise.
Yes, you
on
can.
It.
A little extra butter.
Do it all the time.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. See? I don't know what you're eating.
I'm eating a BLT as it's properly prepared.
You can eat a BLT without mayo.
We are going to have to get a ruling on that.
That's profound.
We're going to need a ruling.
It's not a BLT. That's the best. That's the quote of the show so far.
Start your mornings with Mully and Haw, 5:30 till 10 a.m. on 670 The Score.
Smell my greatness. Will Levis, number 8, Parfum de Mayonnaise.
Let's go.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. I'm not going to let some Tennessee quarterback put me off mayo. Let's get that straight.
Morning, Molly. Happy Friday. I think we can agree.
I got to tell you.
I think we can agree on one thing.
Yeah. Missed it by a toenail.
On Sunday, Will Levis is going to stink one way or another.
I don't know that we agree on that. I got a sense that the NFL, it is the same NFL it has been. Last night's game was the same as the Super Bowl, as the AFC Championship. You can't make an error, even if it's an error of toenail, and beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And unfortunately, in the championship game, they turned the ball over. And last night, we got robbed of one of the great moments of the football season, Mr. David.
When I don't know. It was a pretty great moment.
It was signaled for two.
It was a pretty good game, regardless of how it ended.
It was a great game.
Yeah, it was a great game. And
but
both
that's the
teams,
league, isn't it? Third downs, fourth downs. It's seconds.
Well,
it's
maybe. I mean, I think you're always going to have close games. But you have two of the best teams in the NFL going at it. And they were both ready for the season. Game of inches, as they say, came down to just if you have different spikes, maybe you're in. If you have a size 10 instead of size 11, maybe you're in. But it went down to the wire, likely was not in. And so the Ravens will never know if they would have converted the two-point conversion. But they were ready to run that play. John Harbaugh was prepared. He was not going to go into overtime. And that was the right call if they would have done that. But an unlikely finish instead.
You know, I mean, a hell of a finish and a great game and a very exciting I just loved it. Dustin expressed to me this morning he's disappointed that you're already – you have to have a one of the wire service deals. You know, you got to have to watch tonight's game. You got to have Peacock. I'm still looking forward to tonight's game. I understand it's on the other side of the world, but I felt like it delivered last night. It'll deliver tonight, and we're going to have a great weekend watching football.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. I don't know that tonight's game will live up to what we saw last night, but at the same time, who knows? Openers are unpredictable,
yeah.
And the Eagles and the Packers have been there regardless of the circumstances that brought them to Brazil, regardless of all the things swirling around the game itself and the safety and security and all those things. They're going to play a game that's going to be close, and I wouldn't be surprised if it comes down to the last play. That is the league. The games are decided in the fourth quarter in most cases, and that's why there are 30 teams now instead of 32 that feel like they can win any given Sunday going into this first week on Sunday. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think the Eagles tonight, the Eagles will be the team that that will come down to the level of the wire, but trying to come back, and I think the Packers win tonight.
Really?
Yeah, I think the Eagles will be the team that, like the Ravens, might be prepared to do whatever they need to do, but maybe falling short at the end. I think the Packers beat the Eagles tonight.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't even know we were making predictions on that game.
Well, I'm
more than happy to.
Fine.
I last night went about as
radical
well.
To do a prediction on a sports talk show.
Well, we're going to do tons of predictions. I just didn't write down Packers and Eagles.
Sorry.
I need a minute on okay. that one.
And that game, by the way, as I was complaining about the streaming service, it is on 670 The Score.
It is. So there you go. You
thanks to Westwood One.
You don't have to worry about that. I wonder who got that gig. And Packers, how does this work? Do they get a bye week immediately? Are they coming home and playing? I'm just curious. It's a Friday game, so there's enough time to play the following Sunday, right? It's only Brazil.
Are they off next week?
Only Brazil.
Well, Brazil's not. I mean, it's not
a 9-hour flight. It might be a 10-hour flight to Green Bay, right?
Well,
it's a long flight.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not that bad. It's a long flight.
Well, yeah, it's not Australia.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not the other side of the world. It's South America.
So they play again on the 15th.
Okay. So that's it. That's it. They come back
at home versus the Colts.
They play a week
so
from
they,
Sunday.
There's
right
no
back,
bye week.
They're right back
there's,
at
there's
it.
There's no
they're
bye
right
week.
They're right back
yeah.
at it, right?
Yeah. It's not.
An extra day?
No, they get the weekend, right?
I mean, one day. I mean, they play Friday.
Yeah.
So Saturday, and then they play
travel
Sunday.
Day.
So they get one day, right? They get
right.
Saturday's
they get
a day off.
Yeah. Right, right. Well, Saturday's a travel day. Sunday be their day off. Not that we care.
Well,
I'm sure they'll get Tuesday as well.
I don't know.
Point
and if they win, they get Monday, don't they? I don't know how it works. But I just think it's going to be cool to see a game in Brazil. It was weird seeing the pregame. Obviously, the thunderstorm delayed the start of the game, and they went down to Brazil, and they had Tony Dungy and And Jack Collinsworth, wow, that's a nice trip for a young lad from Notre Dame. Never played in the league, but knows a guy who's a big broadcaster. And they were talking it over. It was pretty cool. It looked a lot like a soccer stadium, just the way the seats were laid out and the field was laid out. I'll be very curious to see how it goes.
Yeah, big weekend starting tonight. Then getting into
the Bears.
For the Bears on Sunday, Yankees coming to town to play the Cubs, Anthony Rizzo's return. So there's a lot in Chicago to pay attention to, and the Bears, Titans, Sunday at noon. Yeah, it's all leading up to that.
And you just pointed out something to me that I didn't know about, that the Northwestern Wildcats play tonight.
Yeah, it's Friday night lights. College football is intruding, again, on high school football, but Northwestern will host Duke, I believe, and that's an opportunity. I mean, they have a step up in class. Duke coming off a pretty good year. They will give Northwestern all they can handle. I think Northwestern is the underdog in this game. 8 o'clock kickoff. So rather late on the lakefront.
Yeah, that's wild.
The lake show.
That's wild. That's a wild. I did not know that that game was going on. My mea culpa. I've gotten caught up in the NFL. But as you mentioned, Anthony Rizzo coming back for the first time since the trade in 2021, and that he was kind of emotional talking about the Cubs to the Associated Press. I imagine that was a news conference, asked about it, and it was good to read his comments. He'll be very well received.
Well, the one thing he said that I think is interesting, and he said what everybody kind of understands if you're a Cubs fan, at least, sure. And people who paid attention, even if they're not Cubs fans, the door is always open in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And that's Anthony Rizzo's comments talking about his return, first time he's been back at Wrigley Field. This is going to be, I think, more of an emotional event, maybe more so than even Javi Baez and Chris Bryant coming back. Everyone is going to have their favorites, but Rizzo was part of the organization for a longer period of time. And I think that it happened in the midst of his prime, right when he had his best season in 2016, the Jed Hoyer connection. They'll handle it well. And the Yankees are here, and it's a tough challenge for the Cubs. They can't get the Anthony Rizzo video tribute, that'll be a moment. But the Cubs have a series they have to win. These are must-win games for the Cubs over the weekend.
No doubt about it. And you know, the Yankees have yet to kind of seal their fate in their division. So they'll feel the same way about, you know, playoff positioning, et cetera. And believe it or not, the Guardians could still find themselves the number one seed in the American League. So I think there's still a lot to play for. Clearly the Cubs are under the gun here, but yeah, there's a lot to play for the Yankees, sadly.
Yeah, the Yankees still have a lot at stake. Mm-hmm. And the Guardians, they were flirting with the Royals, and the Royals had that series against them, and ever since have not been the same team. They're struggling. So the Guardians at the top, the Orioles and the Yankees. It's going to be fun to see Aaron Judge at Wrigley Field, even though he may hurt the Cubs. Anytime somebody in the midst of the kind of season he's having is in your backyard, you pay attention. Juan Soto gets a good glimpse of Wrigley Field, so he knows what it's like to play there.
When he comes here next?
Yeah, when he starts opening day 2025. Well, he'll be opening day in Japan, so whenever there's the home opener next year, he'll know what it's like to play in the outfield at Wrigley. So there's a lot going on at Clark and Addison. And I think you have to hope for a sweep, but yeah, you can't lose this series and go out to L.A. to play the Dodgers thinking that you can do anything the rest of the month. So these are huge games on the north side.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Big moment in the Cubs season. Let's be honest about it. And they kind of put themselves in that position, really in the Pittsburgh series, sadly, but really just in the way they played up to this point for whatever reason. So if they really want to be in it, and we thought for a week there that they had gotten back in it, but this is how you get back in it. You have a good showing against the Yankees at Wrigley Field. And the White Sox off yesterday as well. They're spending the weekend in Boston with the Bosa.
National televised game tomorrow night, I believe. I think that AJ Pierzynski's on the call for the Sox, the Bo Sox versus the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody still kind of paying attention to those games. The Red Sox, I think, are they still in the hunt? So there'll be something there at stake.
Nah.
But not really.
I was
wild card.
I was in Boston over the weekend, and I was sitting on a park bench in the Boston Common, and this elderly gentleman walked by for some reason. Like, I caught his eye. He was, like, looking at me. He was wearing a Red Sox hat and a Red Sox shirt, and I said, hey, go Sox. And the guy said, yeah, go Sox. And I said, White Sox. And he reeled on me. He'd like turn and he said, what? And I said, I'm from Chicago. And the guy said, why would you cheer for that team? And I was like, okay.
You
win, sir.
You're like, I don't. Not this year.
Red Sox 5.5 back.
All right. So that's only a game more than the Cubs are out.
But it's kind of the same situation. But they have like a bunch of teams that are like 5, 5.5, and they're chasing teams. And
yeah, they're not really in the mix, right? They're not really serious contenders, but they are improved.
They're 570-70 right now, if you can believe that. So
Jordan Wicks going for the Cubs tonight.
Yes.
Or today.
Yes.
All 120. Three 120 starts as God intended for the Cubs.
Wicks, Assad, and J-Mo, right?
Mm-hmm.
J-Mo and Cole on Sunday.
He's been injured, though. He may be.
Game, David.
He'd be. That's a you can't miss game. That's a can't miss game at Wrigley Field, right smack dab in the middle of the Bears Titans. That's unfortunate, actually.
It is unfortunate. It's unfortunate. But, I mean, let's be honest. It's not just a season opener, it's a career opener, and it's a little different.
Yeah, not start of a season, start of an era.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams, a lot of conversation about what he did in the preseason yesterday from one Bill Belichick. That was surprising.
How about Bill? Bill not overly impressed.
No, he's looking at the numbers. Not sure how much tape he watched. Nobody's going to question Bill Belichick's football acumen. But
whoever they played against in preseason, it wasn't the best players on the other team.
So what you're saying is, Coach, we can't plan a parade because Caleb was so accurate in the preseason.
Well, he wasn't accurate. He's 10 for 20.
Yeah, it's like you didn't watch the 20 throws. Yeah, like, come on. There's a reason he's excited.
It's 20 throws, Chaz.
He buzzed through them.
You got to think how good the 10 were that were completed.
Yeah.
You know, the extended plays. The
they weren't that good. There was a couple highlight plays.
See?
They weren't that good.
And no one's saying he might not be great.
Yeah.
But what we're saying is, it's just you need the context. It's like when I hear somebody's lighting it up in camp, I'm like, is he running with the twos? Is he going against the two defense? Is the quarterback struggling because he's got the two offensive line? Yeah. There's just a lot we don't know.
Yeah, I think we do know. He was only going against the ones in practice. And Bill, it's not that he was unimpressed. It's that he was completely unimpressed. That's the thing that
The context is kind of missing from that conversation, actually. And that's the irony of that conversation. And while it's fair to take Bill Belichick's football opinion seriously, I think that the question was in relation to the accuracy. And certainly 10 of 20 does not imply being accurate. But I don't think that over the course of the preseason and kind of the things that we were seeing coming out of practice that you fear that Caleb Williams is going to be inaccurate. That's kind of the last thing you fear about Caleb Williams. And that's not anything that has been part of his past. So that was an odd exchange there a little bit from two guys who are very good at what they do, Ryan Clark and Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't know that, Bill, like most NFL head coaches, suspicious of rookies. I think that's just a standard kind of operating procedure. I don't know how much, as you say, he's watched tape of Caleb Williams, but whatever he's seen doesn't seem to have knocked his socks off.
He doesn't seem to be that impressed.
No.
He's not a guy that traditionally played a lot of rookies, certainly not at the quarterback position, but I'm sure gave ammunition to a lot of people who were expecting Caleb Williams to struggle. I think there's still people in Chicago that have that curiosity And
I don't think people expect him to struggle. I think people are aware that coming in as a rookie in the NFL is seldom a trip without bump to it.
No, I think that's true. I mean, he's going to have some adversity he's going to have to overcome. There's no question about that. That's almost indisputable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody's going to argue otherwise. What's odd about that exchange we just heard was that the accuracy issue is not something that I feel like has ever been a problem or a concern. The other things are about rookie typical struggles that are can't read a defense, can't handle the pressure, the kinds of things that may force bad throws. But Caleb Williams has been almost the opposite of inaccurate. I know 10 out of 20 is 10 out of 20, but it just seems like maybe he hasn't watched a lot of Caleb Williams in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
he's been busy. You know,
Bill's
been busy.
Bill knows a lot about football, but we don't know what Bill is doing these days, right? He's not in the facility. He's not breaking down tape.
He's on Instagram.
Yeah, he's on Instagram now.
He's working a lot of jobs. He's Pat McAfee. Yeah. He's with Ryan Clark.
He joined the 33rd team yesterday.
Wow.
2 days ago. Yeah, he's doing a lot of things.
For a guy that basically made every media member's job who covered him all the more difficult over the last quarter century,
mm-hmm.
it is a bit, there's a bit of irony there that he is basically saying yes to every media outlet that wants to employ him.
I guess. I mean, but like, isn't that like a tried and true?
People do it all the time.
The Denver offensive line wouldn't speak to the media,
right.
And then they've got guys that are doing regular shows.
That's
just kind of, I don't know that they view it in the same way that we may view it.
They don't see any hint of hypocrisy in it.
Yeah. No.
I could see why they're getting paid.
Yeah.
It's getting paid well to do it.
Right. So, I mean, I guess I think he'd rather be coaching. And I think that's kind of what he did very well. It was interesting to see tape of him breaking down the players on the Patriots and who they kept and who they did not. That was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was on with Scott Pioli doing that some or other. I saw that. I got a lot of time for Bill. I think when he wants to be, he knows a lot about the game and he can tell you all sorts of things.
Yeah, I have a lot of time for him. As an analyst, right. I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, he's entitled to have an opinion,
whether
even if it doesn't agree with, even if it seems out of town stupid. How's that?
He's entitled to be as out of town stupid as he chooses.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so that was interesting to hear, and a little bit of cold water or a little bit of shockwave before the season starts. I don't think anyone's going to take it to heart, but it's just curious to hear Bill Belichick say something like that. He's usually, he's a hell of a football coach, knows a lot about the game. Don't know if he knows much about the player.
We'll find out Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start to find out a little bit more about Caleb Williams, about Montez Sweat, who spoke yesterday, had some very interesting things to say. Shane Waldron was very good at the podium. Bears back at practice. They wrap things up today. Richard Hightower spoke. He gave us a couple clues about his plans. Velus Jones is going to return kicks. That's interesting.
Well, we knew that, didn't we know?
Yeah, I think we suspected that. Although I don't know how many kicks are going to be to return if Thursday night's opener is any indication. Teams are going to be just kicking it out of the end zone.
Yeah.
As best they can.
As Bill predicted.
As Bill predicted, well, he was on the money.
On that one.
He's on the money.
He was on that one.
Can't wait for his next on the money prediction.
All right. We've got a ton to get to. Great weekend in sports. Great to see the NFL finally underway. It is a football Friday here on The Score. And, of course, you're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday. It's presented by your local Ford dealers. And it's not a game, Illinois.com. We've got the pick six next. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
Pick Six, sponsored by Affinity Whole Health. Do what I do. Visit FeelGreatIllinois.com to learn more about their testosterone therapy or the weight loss options. Can you please share your Bears season record? Official mark. Who will be their team MVP and include a star projection from the other side of the ball, please?
Yeah, I think it's harder to find the MVP than it is to figure out the record. I'm going with 9-8. I think they're going to have a winning record. I think that they are taking a step forward, but I don't think they're there yet in terms of, you know, 9-8 can get you in the playoffs, but I'm not sure it will this year. And I think the problem is that there were other teams in the division. It's not that they're not a winning team. So I think the program turns a corner, and I think that's due to the improvements on their offense. But if I've got to pick an MVP, I'm going to go with Montez Sweat. Just because I don't think they have anybody like him. I don't think there's anybody else. And I feel like there are a lot of players that potentially could be the MVP of their offense, including the quarterback. And that is just kind of the way I look at it. If I had to choose someone on the opposite side of the ball, I just think Sweat is going to get 10-plus sacks, and it's going to be a very valuable thing. And beware the closer. As we say in horse racing, this is a guy that will be relied upon to make big plays when the games are close. And I would imagine a lot of games will be close. And I'll go with Sweat as the MVP, and I'll take DJ Moore. I'll kind of follow last year's blueprint in picking my offensive star player.
Our guy, DJ Moore, 8 o'clock after Bears games the next day. All right, so I've got the paper in my hand right here. Did my research, had it all written out, wins, losses, week one, blah, blah, blah. Then after hearing the Bill Belichick audio, I went from 12-5 to 11-6.
Really?
Yes.
You are that swayed by Bill Belichick's opinion of the Bears. I think
if you're going to take advice from somebody, that would be the guy that I would take advice from.
How much do you think he's watched the Bears this preseason? Just curious.
Enough, because I think they're such a big story after you get past the obvious that's nonstop influence. Jets, that's Cowboys, influence. Chiefs banter. So I've got it at 11-6. And maybe this again, I know I'm already crazy because I went 11-6 and I had 12-5 half an hour ago. What am I missing? Why are we not talking more? And I mean, not just us, and in general. I think the MVP, because you have the rookie quarterback, I think he's going to be, and I think he needs to be, it's DeAndre Swift. We don't seem to talk much about the Bears running game just because we're so Caleb fascinated. And I think he's going to try to throw the ball, and then, oh, there's DeAndre Swift. He's going to try to throw, oh, there's DeAndre. I think DeAndre Swift is the guy.
I'll answer that question just by saying that I haven't seen him play at all. It's hard to pick him as an MVP. I understand what you're saying about the running back position. It's also one of the most battered positions in football.
Oh, for sure.
And I don't know if he's going to be holding up all year long or how they're going to use him. I think it's a fair question, Dustin, but that would be my answer.
Yeah, so I've got DeAndre Swift as the MVP, and on the other side of the ball, I believe Jalen Johnson is not only going to talk the talk, but walk the walk and shut down the other team's best wide receiver.
Yeah, I like that as a star projection. He is a star already, but he's going to get even brighter this year, right? It's going to be
brighter, yes.
All right. I think the Bears are 9-8. They're going to win more than they lose. They will win. We'll get to what happens Sunday, but this will be a game they have to win to get off to the type of start that continues this conversation and the progress that the preseason and offseason represented. This is going to be a big year at Halas Hall because it's year three for everybody except for Caleb Williams, and he is their most valuable player. We talked about that earlier in the week, the most indispensable Bear, which is essentially the most valuable Bear. It's either or. You can make the argument for Montez Sweat, who I think the entire offseason and last year I think was the most indispensable Bear, and it's a good argument to make now. But I do think that Caleb Williams, the drop-off between him and who's his replacement is and Sweat and what they could do without him is greater. So you can't lose your quarterback. And I think he's going to play and flash and do the kinds of things that make it obvious that by mid-season, you're going to make your prediction based on how well you think Caleb Williams is going to play. And I think he's going to play very well this year, and I think he's their most valuable player. Star projection on the other side of the ball then would be defense. This is the year that, yeah, Jalen Johnson establishes himself as an elite cover cornerback. Montez Sweat is a double-digit sack guy. But the projected star, who isn't necessarily recognized as one just now, is Kyler Gordon. He is going to be somebody that, if he can stay on the field, will be as versatile and as valuable as any member of that secondary because of his ability to get to the quarterback, create takeaways, and do whatever you ask him to do. He is going to be the guy that I think emerges more than any other person in that secondary.
Can I ask Dustin a quick question? What was your record last year?
Brandon probably has it. I think I said, did I say 10 or 11 in the Ngakoue guy?
You
swayed it up one when Coach
Wanstead,
the sign
six,
of
you went 12
that Yake guy, as Dave Wanstead would say, was worth another win. So if I had 11, that means now I have to have 12. I don't need Yannick. I'll take Yannick.
Yeah.
Bears win 12 games.
What did Belichick think of Ngakoue?
And that's the big question.
That's the voice of Brad Biggs. That's the voice we need right now. It's 7 o'clock, Biggs time, with the official pick. He will have a pick today, David. I know you put him on his heels yesterday asking for a prediction.
God, sorry about that. God forbid.
Whatever. It's not uncommon for coaches to receive contract extensions after winning seasons if they've been somewhere two or more seasons, with Mike McDaniel in Miami as the latest example. So consider this. Is Matt Eberflus with the Bears braced for a breakthrough closer to getting a contract extension in January or getting fired as he begins his third season?
Well, Matt Eberflus isn't Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel has 20 victories, I think, in two seasons. And he's definitely deserving of the contract extension he received. The point of his, I think, you look at that, this is when regimes make decisions. Ryan Poles invested in Matt Eberflus last January, and he explained in various interviews this preseason why he did that, what he valued. Didn't understand why the one-loss record is attached to the coach but not the GM. All the things that he did to try to paint Matt Eberflus in a favorable light, almost to the point where if the Bears do what we're saying they're going to do, win more than they lose, finish the season with the arrow pointing up, then the answer to this question, as absurd as it might sound to some people, is he's closer to a contract extension than he is getting fired. Because at the end of this, they're going to want to point to something and to secure the future, and they already have the quarterback and they have a lot of things in place. And if the arrow's pointing up with the contract not being an urgent issue, it will represent a reward for a job well done. And if they win more than they lose, he will have done his job well. So I think that you could, under that context, look at it as, yeah, that could be at the other end of the season here, at the other side of the equation. We're starting this weekend. When it ends, if they are 9-8, if they are 11-6, Flus is going to be here a while.
Well, I do think this is very interesting. I think it's something that's going to get talked about a whole lot. And it's funny, just based on, like, you know, we were giving our projections for the season, and a 317 texter right off the bat, Bears finish 7-10 and Flus gets fired after week 6. Okay. So, but here's what I think is interesting. So you guys have 9 wins. I have 11. I think if the Bears have 11 wins, there's no question that Matt Eberflus is not only coming back, but he's getting a new contract. But if he's 9-8, because I think expectations are so high, and because I think the president had nothing to do with Matt Eberflus, or Ryan Poles, for that matter, as his selections, I think if they're 9-8, and if they're 9-8 because the defense can't hold on to cover 24 points, and they're losing like 30-24, 28-24, things like that, and Flus is in charge of the defense, I think 9-8, Matt Eberflus might be shown the door at 9-8, because I think that's how high the expectation. If the offense is clicking and the defense does not click, I think you could see Eberflus out the door, even with a winning record.
You get what you earn. So if Matt Eberflus does well this season, then yeah, he'll be here for a while and he'll get his extension. He has one foot on the grave and one foot on a banana peel. As far as last year was concerned, they may have felt like they did well, but they won 7 games and they lost double digits. So that can't happen again. And frankly, 9-8, it's interesting, Dustin. I don't think he gets fired, but I don't know that he gets extended. I think that the Bears have a chance to have a good year here, and they've got a lot of things in their favor. And I think the vibe seems really good, but it wasn't very long ago that there was a question as to whether or not he was going to survive. So I think he looks he's got the Velus Jones thing going, right, where the general manager wants him and is going to pump a fist if he makes the team, but he's going to need a lot of people on board if things go wrong. So he will be here, and hopefully they'll be winning, and the question will answer itself. But if they don't have a winning season, God forbid, then I don't know how he comes back. And then you're talking about trying to restart things. And it would be the worst case scenario. But I don't know that they're getting the extension papers ready yet.
Yes. Hey, well, here's another question.
Mark Grody. It's Grody time. Today it'll be at 9. Grody will be a fixture here on Fridays with Mully and Haw. Do you believe Nate Davis is the weak link on the Bears' offensive line? What about Coleman Shelton? Is there another candidate you would nominate? And how will the group play this season?
You know, offensive lines are very interesting because sometimes the collective is better than the individuals. I think they've been together. I think they can play together. We talked about what they've shopped out, what they haven't shopped out. I'm not going to argue that Nate Davis is the weak link. It probably is Coleman Shelton, but I think that, you know, you just want guys to be healthy, and that is going to determine the future of different players, including Tevin Jenkins. I think he could be in line for a contract extension. You heard the general manager say they'd like to do that, but they got to see him stay healthy. I don't know about Braxton Jones. It's a big year for him. He needs to take yet another step to hold off Amagaji, who is a third-round pick, and he's a fifth-round pick, and I know they put a lot of time and investment in him. But I think the offensive line kind of gets beaten up in Chicago because we don't have a lot of other things to do. To me, it's just a question of whether or not they're healthy. As long as they're all able to play, I think the offensive line will do fine.
Well, one of the positives from the Bears injury report yesterday, that Ryan Bates was back. And, you know, we've talked about him quite a bit, and we've talked about the fact that Ryan Poles has been after him for a long, long time. So I wasn't impressed so far with Coleman Shelton, but again, limited reps. I get that. Nate Davis, I mean, if he's ever going to show up, you would think he took a lot of heat all offseason from the fans. Deservedly so. And this is his former team, and they obviously didn't care about him, so they let him walk. If he doesn't show up, I think you might have a really quick hook for him, maybe even in game. If Ryan Bates is ready to go, but Ryan Bates is listed as the backup to Tevin Jenkins. Right. Is he prepared and good enough? And again, I don't, other than the whole you got to put your right hand down, left hand down thing, which is also stupid, but that's all another story. You know, he should be able to play both guard spots because he's an inside guy.
Tom Thayer would disagree with you.
On which part?
How easy it is to just play both sides. There's a difference in your stances. There's a difference
right.
in
but
the way
again,
that...
somebody needs to tell me why that became a thing.
Okay.
I mean, you never, if you played left guard, you didn't have to put your left hand down back in the day.
But there's a difference, though, just in terms of
yeah, but familiarity, I mean, he should, Ryan Bates should be right. good enough to do both. I'm saying, as bad as I think Nate Davis is,
right.
Yes, to answer, Nate Davis is the weak link.
I don't necessarily agree. I think that Coleman Shelton started 17 games last year for the Los Angeles Rams and 30 over the last two for a team that pretty good offense.
With all due respect, they have been like scrambling for a center for a long time. He took the job of a local guy, Allen, one of the Allen brothers from Hinsdale Central.
With all due respect, he started 30 games in the last 2 years. You don't just plug somebody in there because it's the best available option. You would replace him after somewhere along the line. 17 straight games.
The Rams last ran the ball well when?
I don't know because I don't watch a lot of Rams tape, Dustin. You have to ask Belichick for that. Is that my bell?
No, he keeps going. I took 40 of his minutes.
Coleman Shelton, I think, will be fine. We'll see. Ryan Bates is there if he's not. I look at Nate Davis as the guy that can do the job at a high level because that's why he's here. He did the job at a high level for the team they're playing Sunday. They guaranteed him $30 million, and then all of a sudden he got average and disinterested. He's got to be motivated to play, but I don't consider that. That's a weak link. That's also, you got to find your coaches and rely on your coaches to get through to players like that, to get the most out of their potential. If you're looking at it just skill set and people you trust, the weakest link, the guy I have the most questions about, is the left tackle. I think Braxton Jones has been serviceable. I think he's been okay. I don't think he's the kind of guy that you look at and you say he can't be replaced. nobody on this offensive line, short of Darnell Wright and Tevin Jenkins, are guys you look at, they can't be replaced this year. I think Jenkins and Wright are your two best offensive linemen and the guys you're going to count on the most. Braxton Jones, he doesn't have immediate threat to his job, but they're sent him a message, I think, by drafting a tackle in the third round from Yale. So he would be my weakest link. I'm not as concerned about Coleman Shelton and Ryan Bates backing up at left or right guard, depending on what hand he puts down. Not a huge worry for me.
Oh, my God, what a question. What a question.
That's the voice of Joe Fortenbaugh. You will see him on Twitch. Get the pencil and paper out. That's at 7:40 this morning. True or false, the Bears will win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years. Defend and or explain your answer, please.
I think that's a true statement. The Bears will win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years with Caleb Williams as a quarterback, if he can stay healthy, if they can continue to build on this defense, if they can, there's a lot of ifs. There's a lot of things that have to go their way. But if I'm having to check a box, yes or no, I think they can win a Super Bowl. Saying they can and saying they will, I don't think we're in the... guaranteeing anything is dangerous, and I think it's part of maybe sitting behind a microphone for 4 hours, you get a little carried away. We're all carried away. I think most of us are carried away with what the Bears are capable of this season. But when you look ahead, I do think it's conceivable that they are going to be in a Super Bowl in the next 5 years. And if you're in a Super Bowl, you can win it. If you're in the Super Bowl and you win the NFC, you can win the Super Bowl. So in that context, under those parameters, yeah, I think they're going to be there. And then they're going to do that. And it's going to be because of number 18.
I think the second set of parameters you put in there makes it an easier question. I think the NFC is a gettable, as gettable as things can be in the NFL division and conference compared to the AFC football conference, right? The AFC is much better top to bottom. So I do think the Bears can get there. And again, once you get there, anything is possible. So I'd answer yes.
Well, I really love this question because it's really just about the quarterback. It's about how good the quarterback is. And I'm going to have to say no, because I'll tell you, I was watching the game last night, and this is what I was thinking about. The Chiefs have 8 of their 11 players on offense that were drafted players by the Chiefs. They have 9 of their 11 starters on defense drafted by the Chiefs. The Ravens, 10 of their 11 offensive players drafted by the Ravens. King Henry stands alone. 9 of their 11 defensive players drafted by the Ravens. So that's 17 of 22 for the Chiefs and 19 of 22 for the Ravens. The Bears have 5 offensive players they've drafted and 5 defensive starters. That's 10 of 22. So all I'm saying, all that tells you is that if you have the right quarterback, then you have to win in the first 4 years. It's really not a 5-year question because he starts getting paid in the 5th year.
Mm-hmm.
So do we think they're good enough drafting and they're making the right decisions drafting? And this is not an insult to anyone, but are they going to be able to win once they pay the quarterback? So to me, it's kind of a question about the next 4 years. Are they going to win a Super Bowl in the next 4 years? And I think Mahomes is going to probably win 1 or 2 in that time frame. And I just don't know that I believe in the franchise enough, the coach and the ownership. And I think that general manager has shown some good things. But I don't know that I believe they're going to win a Super Bowl in the next 4 years, and it's hard for me to make that prediction based on the fact that they're eventually going to have to pay the quarterback, and that's going to change the way that they build their team.
Boy, that's a good question.
That is the voice of Ron Coomer. He's here at 8. Anthony Rizzo returns for the first time since his trade in 2021. Rizzo has the most emotional attachment to the Cubs organization compared to the other ex-Cubs of the 2016 World Championship. Is he the Cub most likely to be cast in bronze from that team?
You know, Anthony Rizzo has had a great career, is a really good player, and he's the Hall of Very Good. I do not believe that his numbers will hold up as Hall of Fame numbers. And unless things change a little bit in the way we view it, then no, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
Well, he's not a Hall of Famer, but is he a Cubs Hall of Famer, David? Probably.
Of course.
Probably he's a Cubs Hall of Famer. Yeah. I think he is part of a future bronze statue that includes Joe Maddon and Chris Bryant and potentially like Bryant to Rizzo, like somehow like capturing it's a pretty big piece of bronze.
It's a big statue.
Right.
You need the Sports Illustrated cover.
Right.
That celebration.
Yeah, I think
that's the statue.
So standalone, no shot.
No, I think that when you build the statue or the shrine to the 2016 Cubs, it's that moment. It's the smirk on Chris Bryant's face and Anthony Rizzo getting ready to put the ball in his back pocket and bedlam on the pitcher's mound. Yeah, whatever that was, however you remember it, that's the statue. And he's part of it. He's in the center of it, as he should be. He's not going to the Hall of Fame, not in Cooperstown. He will be in the Cubs Hall of Fame. I think Bruce would like to put him there Sunday. I think definitely he's the guy that you're waiting for at future reunions to speak last. He's the guy that represents, I think, as much as anybody. When you see his face, you think of 2016. KB was on that path. Javi was exciting. All of the things about all the guys. You couldn't have done it without Jake Arrieta. Kyle Hendricks is still here. Yes, Joe Maddon deserves his due, but it's all about Anthony Rizzo when you're talking about the player that represents 2016 the most. He will have a statue at some point. It'll be part of a celebration cast in bronze at Clark and Addison, and I'm looking forward to seeing how not only how he handles the tribute, but the tribute itself.
This will be a pick six. There's your ball game.
There is college football as well this weekend, even though the NFL is back. What college football game do you consider must-see this weekend? Do you have a pick or rooting interest in the Texas at Michigan game? And is there a team you are interested in because of a poor or excellent performance in week number one?
I think that I'm looking forward to Northwestern Duke tonight. I want to see David Braun go 2-0. I'd like to see Duke struggle on the lakefront, Friday night lights or not. I don't like them playing on Friday night, but I do think that the venue is cool. Go Cats. Tomorrow, I'm fascinated by Northern Illinois going into Notre Dame Stadium and getting that experience. That's going to be a blowout. But anybody who's played in the MAC and gets an opportunity to play in a place like that, that's cool for those student-athletes and those players. But Notre Dame's going to roll. The game I'm looking forward to the most is probably one that's not on our radar, but Colorado-Nebraska.
That's mine. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Shadur against Raiola.
Dylan Raiola, yeah. Shadur Sanders, battle of the quarterbacks. And Colorado-Nebraska used to be the game reserved for the Friday after Thanksgiving back in the Big Eight, and that was a great matchup and rivalry. As for Michigan and Texas, I don't have much interest in Texas football. Go Maize and Blue.
Well, you'll never hear me say go Maize and Blue. I'll make it a three-peat. My game is also Colorado, Nebraska. That's going to be an NBC game.
Wow.
6:30 kick. So if you're having any cable issues like Mully and I are having, you know that you will get NBC because you got to watch Thursday night football, Monday night football hanging in the balance. A former teammate of ours here at The Score and good guy, Andy Garcia, the voice of Northern Illinois football. So pretty cool for him. Second game he's calling in a full-time role and gets to call it from South Bend. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Any broadcaster who gets to go in, let alone a MAC football player, that's a pretty cool experience. So good luck to Andy from that standpoint. I mean, Texas, Michigan, you're talking about, you know, blue bloods, right? I mean, all the big noon kickoff, College Game Day is going to be there. The celebrity guest picker is the former gold medal swimmer. I always like that. I think one of the best things the Four Letter Network does is their college football pregame show. Okay, they really do. It's very entertaining and very informative. Nick Saban now a big part of that. And Mully, how about Florida? They're changing their quarterback. He got a concussion, so they've got a five-star true freshman playing quarterback. So that's pretty interesting. Like, that's something to look at. But the game of the week, without a doubt, to me. I mean, Dominic Reale, he was wasn't he a guest on the show at the Super Bowl, him and his dad? Right before he made his decision, he came on the show. They were out at Radio Row. And the guy, like, he looks like Patrick Mahomes. Like, they look like twins. They have, like, the same dad bod. They have, like, the same haircut. They wear the same sunglasses. That's the game I want to see.
Yeah, I think that's the best game this week, and I think it's going to be a real fun one because of what David said. It's a traditional game. I know that we don't watch it in the Big Ten, but now the Big Ten represented in that game, which is hilarious. I also want to see Oregon play. I think they're playing, Boise State? And I think Oregon wins, and it's not a problem. I just want to see how they look.
The win and drop in the polls.
Yeah, well, I mean, they did win, yeah. And they dropped in the polls because they were less than impressive. Yep. They didn't win well enough. I just want to know if that's going to be something that they try to improve upon, just from a Big Ten standpoint. I'm curious about that. I do have a rooting interest in Texas, Michigan, and I'd love to see Michigan win that game. I'd love to see them win that game in the Big House. I don't know if they can. I think it'll be, we'll learn a lot about Texas, and that's a team that a lot of people think can be vying for a championship. So I think that's a really interesting game, and I'll be watching that. I feel like the Notre Dame Northern Illinois game is the sort of thing you tune into and check the score, or you begin to watch and then the route starts and you turn it off.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that I will commit to spending a lot of time on that game, but I always do check in on Notre Dame because my brothers went there and we talk about it every once in a while. But I'm very curious to get a look at Dylan Raiola. I think that'll be really cool. All right, we've got the extra point, and I think it's fairly obvious what it's going to be. Prediction time yet again. We'll find out about Sunday next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through,
deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
We've talked this week about quarterbacks drafted first overall, managing just a 0-14-1 record in their first starts over the last 22 years. Will Caleb Williams break that cycle? Will the Bears beat the Titans in the season opener? Can you please share your projected score?
That's a long list of quarterbacks, some distinguished, some obscure. Where have you gone, Jamarcus Russell? Whatever happened to you, Sam Bradford? Those 15 games, 15 different quarterbacks, and 0-14-1 is quite a number. It's quite a trend, which is typically your friend, but this is different. I don't know that this is going to be one of those games where in those 15 losses, the research has been done, a lot of things circulating. Seven of those 15 games included three interceptions by the quarterback. I don't think we're going to see that on Sunday. This is the best situation that any number one overall pick has come into. We can kind of agree on that. This is the best team because they weren't 2-15. They weren't at the bottom necessarily. They were 7-10, flirting with respectability, with a good defense, and they went out and they got weapons, and they plugged in a quarterback that they believe is a generational guy. I agree. He is that guy. They win Sunday. Caleb Williams has a very good day. We can talk about his numbers later if we want to project what he's going to throw for. But I think the Bears' offense does its job. Three touchdowns. Mr. Santos kicks two field goals. 27-21 Bears. The defense gets its takeaways. Will Levis maybe has a touchdown pass, but the Titans score three times. The Bears score 27, and they start 1-0.
Well, when you got the Bears winning 11 games, this is one they have to win. I've got the Bears 24-20. I think Caleb is just fine, but as we heard from the offensive coordinator yesterday, you know, tamper the expectations. My season MVP and Bear MVP, DeAndre Swift, with the large afternoon, 24-20 Bears.
Yeah, I have the Bears winning the game as well, and you know, I think everyone in town does, which gives me pause, but I'm sure a lot of the Tennessee people do too, and the national people. At any rate, I think I have 23-20, Dustin, so I'm kind of thinking along the lines there. I don't know that I believe this line is correct. It probably should be closer to 3 points, but I'll say the Bears win the game, and I think they handle business, and I think Caleb Williams has a good afternoon for himself, and maybe they win late. I don't know, but I think they win the game.
Would be ideal. That would be the ideal finish if he's able to win a game with a fourth quarter rally or a drive that's a defining moment of week one.
I think this is, I don't want to call it the must-win statement game that Dustin would, but I think this is a really important game. Because if they don't win it, they're going to have a real hard time winning the next game. Okay? So I think they need to win this game to give them an opportunity to start the season 2-0 as opposed to 0-2.
Well, they can't really afford to be staring at 0-4 like a year ago, or else the conversation around town will change quickly and dramatically. You look at their first month. And they do have to win Sunday to feel good about your first month, because you could talk yourself into or out of quickly what they're looking at, because the Texans, playoff team on the road.
Yeah.
Then the Colts, they consider themselves a playoff team on the road in a building where the Colts feel like they can win. And then you come home and you get a team that I have seen in the last 24 hours, the Rams. Some people feel like that's a trendy NFC champion pick.
Some people feel like they could win the NFC West.
Some people do. You're one of those people. My point being, that this first month is critical to a good start.
I mean,
if you finish, I think, would you agree? And two in the first month would feel like progress.
You'll get to your nine wins.
You could still get to your nine wins.
And I don't want to be mean about the way that I view the Bears. I view them as a team that should be battling for a playoff spot late, whatever that means, later in the year. If they're 9-8, ultimately, they should be in the mix at some point.
It means they're going to be playing some division opponents. Yep. You would think they have a good preparation and a familiarity with them. But I think we also could agree that's the end of the season. In the first four games, the weakest opponent in the first month shows up Sunday.
That's it.
The Titans are the weakest of the first four opponents.
Yeah.
You can't lose to a team.
Must-win statement game.
Yes.
Yeah.
First-time head coach. You got a shaky quarterback if there's a weak link to that offense. Don't make him confident. Don't give him rhythm. Take him out of his game. Take the ball away. Lean on your defense. Use the running game. And then have your quarterback win a game late.
312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Well, it wasn't accurate. He's 10 for 20.
After hearing the Bill Belichick audio, I went from 12-5 to 11-6.
Really?
Yes.
There's a Dustin born every minute, Mr. David. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Bill Belichick, pick out your wardrobe today.
I just wonder if Bill even is aware. You know what I mean?
What power? What influence?
No, I don't have a hoodie on and I don't have sleeves on.
Going riding bikes later?
Oh, boy. Are we going to go there?
No, we're not going there. No, we're not going there. That's not his football.
That Instagram comment you made, I felt
walk of shame.
That's where you were going.
The Instagram comment? Well, what suddenly brought him to Instagram?
I believe it was his 24-year-old girlfriend.
Do the math. Yeah.
I think that's why you referenced it.
Hello, InstaFace.
Okay.
Nothing hilarious. Funnier.
I just go from... I'll come around. I will come around.
On Bill?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Okay.
I just...
You seemed kind of peeved that he dismissed...
I'm not peeved. I'm a little bit like... I respect... How do you not respect somebody with that pedigree and accomplishment? Obviously, he has forgotten more football than we'll ever know, as they say. I don't know that... This is the greatest time to consider him a football or a quarterback guru coming off the Mac Jones experiment.
Who do you take your, other than yourself, and you guys, listen, you guys above everybody have been around this game. You played at a pretty high level, the Mac. Mully, you covered the Bears for forever. Like, who do you, in all seriousness, who do you respect, listen to that has a microphone? You know, that's on TV or radio or podcasting. Who do you respect their opinions?
It's a good question. Most people who do that for a living.
There's a lot of people.
There's not like a blanket affirmation because of somebody who's been a good coach.
Yeah.
Kurt Warner, I saw him yesterday. I like what he has to say about everything. Greg Olson is somebody who you know how I feel about Greg Olson in the booth. Guys who have played typically. There's some guys who you roll your eyes at.
And you also disagree with a lot of people. You have your own opinion, kind of. You know what I mean? It's not steered or created by a comment someone makes, unless it's like a very interesting point that someone makes that you hadn't considered.
You're right. You want to consider all points. You want to keep an open mind as much as you can. But one thing I have found myself doing or not doing is that, and this will get you into trouble sometimes, like I don't find Bill Belichick's opinion on Caleb Williams strong enough to sway anything I believe about Caleb Williams because I have seen I have seen from Caleb Williams.
Yeah, you've developed your own opinion on him.
Yeah.
I'm actually excited to get to that point because I think I want to see it unfold, and then I got a feeling it's going to be awful good, but I also want to see it happen, and I also want to maintain my positivity if things go awry.
Totally. That's a fair comment, and it's good awareness. I think you have to allow the possibility, you know, you're going to be wrong when you speak with conviction about anybody that you're evaluating. You know, sports are crazy. You watch and you think you believe in a lot of things that turn out to be false positives or, you know, inaccurate first impressions. There are a lot of examples around the league that guys that you thought were going to be on their way to a degree of success that they could sustain, and you're wrong about it. Does that make you more hesitant the next time that you, you know, declare something definitive? I don't know if it does or not.
I don't think it does. I think that you can be right about something, but wrong about it for a different reason. In other words, like you mentioned Sam Bradford, right? Sam Bradford was a remarkably accurate passer, and I thought he was going to have a really good career, but the injury, the injuries, he was hurt the whole time. And he, for whatever reason, the way he played didn't allow him to take advantage of his greatest skill.
That's it. That injuries got in the way of his greatest skill.
Yes.
So your projection for him changed because of his inability to stay healthy.
Yeah.
The other thing is, to
an extent, I would have to wonder if Joe Burrow fits into that.
Well, I worry about that.
That's what I worry
I had a conversation
about.
Last night with somebody picking the season and making the predictions and Joe Burrow going to the Super Bowl. It wasn't you, but it was somebody else who, like you, thinks that Bengals can win the Super Bowl because of Joe Burrow. My reaction to that is, so do I, but I want to see
him. He's had one healthy year.
He's got to stay healthy, Mully.
I know.
So, like, the thing about these projections and predictions and evaluations is that I also think, Dustin, it's a really interesting question to me because of what we do. You can't be afraid to be wrong. I don't think you can be afraid to be wrong because if you see what you see and you believe it, then you're not wrong because somebody else who has coached in the NFL or played in the NFL has a different opinion. If you believe what you believe and you can back it up, then you'll live with that.
The Texas quarterback that you mentioned, right? Now, there's a guy that had as dominant a performance in a championship game as I have seen, and I thought he was going to have a good career.
Vince Young?
Yes. But unfortunately, Vince Young, you know, did not come into the league as Caleb Williams has with $10 million in his bank account. And when he got paid, he was the guy that was buying every ticket on an airplane. Like the maturity, there are other aspects that damaged his ability as a player.
Yes.
That
got in the way.
That got in the way that are the sort of intangibles that you used to not be able to predict, but given the fact that now you're getting paid in college, maybe you can have a much better tell. You know, the old line, Jerry Angelo used to say, that players get two things.
Time and money. And Caleb Williams already has proven his ability to manage both responsibly.
I agree.
That's why I think he is a little bit different, because he is the first of the NIL era quarterbacks to come into the league pre-approved or tested.
Prepaid.
He's got a fortune already that he's amassed. Good for him. These things aren't going to faze him. And you see that. He's got innate people skills. He's got very uncommon composure and poise. And those kind of things, coupled with his arm talent and football acumen, give you the idea. If you're watching as closely as we have watched him, even short period of time, small sample size, fills you with a little confidence.
Yeah. I mean, again, Caleb Williams, are there things that could, that unseen elements that could get in? Of course, that's called life. There's no shadow of a doubt.
No doubt.
But he has a lot of kind of star quality. And he's shown that quite a bit.
If you don't see it, I think you're looking for something else. If you don't acknowledge it, you're not being totally fair in terms of the things that we look and see. And you know, Patrick Mahomes has it. Lamar Jackson has an element of it. Certainly, he's a two-time MVP. You see the kind of glimpses of greatness, and you want that to be sustainable. But I don't think you can just say, well, 10 of 20, he's inaccurate. He's going to have a bad season.
Yeah, I got to tell you, one of the reasons I loved that game last night is because the other element is, you know, what do you have to do to get yourself a Super Bowl? How do you go about it? Well, if you're Baltimore, you go out and you get a running back to complement your quarterback's ability as a running back, and you change the way that you look, and you score, or you gain running third downs that no one can do anything about because you got a guy that can barrel over people and another guy that can run around them, and you don't know which one's coming at a particular moment. That's what's so great about the National Football League. Not only is it a copycat league, but everyone has gone to school on how do you beat the Chiefs. Everyone has done it because they're the team that's in the way.
Yes.
And the Chiefs managing to continue to put up with it and manage to win. That quarterback is an extraordinary player. There is a Jordan quality
yes,
to that quarterback.
And it's so hard to beat the Chiefs. That's why John Harbaugh was prepared to go for two, because he knew how rare the opportunity would have been.
Which would have been awesome and one way or another.
And they'll go for two.
And it was the right call. And it was the right instinct. And I would have loved to have seen the play.
I agree. You're on the road.
You have to do that.
You changed your team. You brought in the power guy. I mean, come on.
You don't take Mahomes into overtime at Arrowhead. No way. You have to go for two. Or the Super Bowl. You go to win it. And that's why with Lamar Jackson, he's the perfect two-point conversion quarterback. That's why you do it. That's why they were going to do it. We were deprived that play because of that little inches that he was out, but we were also deprived of it. Why? Lamar Jackson missed Zay Flowers on third down play before.
The other thing about that game that really jumped out to me is the Kansas City weaponry has improved dramatically. The speed of that team, I got to be honest with you. Like, I don't know what's going to happen with Rashee Rice. I don't know how that will play out, if the NFL will get what do you think it.
There was some I know we're all busy and different stuff going on. Our guy Florio had a great 30 seconds on that last night and said that the next, if I'm remembering exactly, the next court case is not until like the middle of December.
Right.
So,
but the league at that point, if there's a resolution, then they will make their decision, or they will begin their investigation.
But then,
whatever.
But that's what he said. He said then they'll start. So he said this year
he's okay.
He's okay. It's all about next year. So this season, he's available.
But what did the kid run at the combine? Xavier Worthy.
Oh my gosh, Xavier Worthy changes that offense.
Holy God!
Four and three. Hollywood Brown. Don't forget that. Yeah. They have him.
That was a great draft pick.
I mean,
he's a difference maker.
Well, did he score two touchdowns in that game?
Yes, he did.
The one that he ran was unbelievable. He was just moving at a different pace.
He is.
And Rice moves very fast. I'm just saying.
He is their version of Tyreek Hill. They have replaced Tyreek Hill now.
Yeah, but they play everyone. And I mean, they have a very difficult schedule, and everyone has gone to school on them. That's why it's so cool.
They made Taylor very happy last night.
And Bengals, they host the Bengals next week.
Crazy. And Taylor was there, and she was in a different box than Brittany Mahomes. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh, man. I hope they're getting along.
I don't know.
That could be the undoing of the Chiefs.
That could
be the problem.
There could be some political implications.
Nobody can divide them on the field, so they're going to have to go after them off of it.
We've got Biggs time next. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees.
How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.